Hi there. My name is Catherine Lee Ryder from BreakingFree.ca, and I am a speaker and life skills instructor. Welcome to podcast number 30 in a series of podcasts dedicated to abused women worldwide. Today is Friday, December the 11th, 2009. The title of this podcast is Say Yes. Now, I have talked to you about learning to go with the flow in your life. That is not to say just let life happen and do nothing about it. What I am suggesting about going with the flow is that sometimes life takes over and forces us into another direction, regardless of what we had planned. A good example of this would be a situation where you lose your job or you lose your life partner unexpectedly. That is beyond your control. So learn to just go with the flow. This is when it would be useful to surrender to the powers that be. I did this by learning to believe that there is a silver lining in every cloud. All you have to do is look for it. The silver lining is not always going to say, hey, jump out and say, hey, here I am, here I am. You have to look for it. You have to look around. You have to keep your eyes open. You have to keep your ears open. All you have to do is look for it, and it will likely present itself. It may take a little time, but it will present itself. It's not always apparent in the heat of the moment, but if you believe there is a higher meaning, a divine purpose, and a learning lesson from what is happening in your life at the moment, then you will have a much more positive outlook on your life. I'll give you an example here. As a single mother, losing my job could be devastating. When I was faced with that reality, just, 3 years ago, I did not panic. I am not suggesting that you ignore the pain of the truth either. And I'm certainly not saying stick your head in the sand and pretend it's not happening. You have to realize that it is happening. I am suggesting that you stop and you take a look around to open up and see if there are any opportunities that might be presenting themselves to you. For instance, when I found myself unemployed 3 years ago, just 3 months after purchasing a home here in Ontario where I live, and 4 weeks before Christmas, I did not panic. In fact, I held that information all to myself until after the holiday season was over. I did not tell my children. I did not tell my parents. I did not tell my friends. I did not want to worry anyone during the happy holiday season. I did, however, confide in one very close confidant, and she kept my secret. She was my support during that time. On a positive note, I continued to get up early every day and begin my workday in my home office. I decided this would be a good opportunity to begin to launch a new small business. I know, and my goal was to launch this business so that I no longer would have to depend on someone else for my livelihood. Because when you depend on someone else for your livelihood, it's all up to them, if you lose your job. They can make that decision and tell you, and they, you know what, you're just a number. Now, I'm not trying to panic you there. I'm just saying that's the way that I was feeling. So when I did, become unemployed, I made sure that I kept all opportunity doors open during this time. So when I got up every morning, at the beginning of each day, I still, researched on the internet to see if there was any employment out there available that I could apply for. And quite often, on a regular basis, I would apply to these jobs Did I get any of these jobs? No. Did I even get an interview? No. So that was my way of thinking, okay, I'm definitely on the right track here by going self-employed because I can't even buy myself a job. But I still continued to spend a little effort in, you know, on that road just in case I wanted to keep all my doors open. I wanted to make sure that I was not limiting my opportunities. Now, you know, that wasn't always easy to get up every day and do that. I had the choice to simply look for work every day and then waste the rest of my day away watching TV. Or I could have done many other things that would have occupied my time. But no, I chose to work towards my dream. I chose to do it on a daily basis without receiving any compensation whatsoever. I chose to utilize my free time towards my goal because it was my goal and it was my dream and I was not giving up on it. I was going to make it happen. I spent my time researching and planning and marketing my business into a successful career. I worked extremely hard and I managed to find my way into paying my bills because I also decided that I would do a little teaching on the side. So I took a life experience that some would consider absolutely devastating, especially in these economic times we are now living in, and I turned it into a positive life mission. It was my positive outlook in life that helped me do this. An old associate of mine used to be famous for saying, "When life hands you lemons, make lemonade." I never forgot that advice, and I often remember her zest for life since she actually passed on many years ago. I urge you to begin looking around for positive opportunities in your life, no matter what is being presented to you in the moment. If you are suddenly unemployed, can you go back to school? Or maybe you can find a better job. Or maybe you can start your own business and go for your dream. No matter what life is presenting to you, stop and look around. Try to keep a positive mindset and allow the powers above to guide you into any direction that might lead you to success. Success in anything. It's all about faith. You've got to learn to have faith that your life is going to be okay. And if things, you know, as you're going along in life, if things don't work out the way you want them to, then have belief that there's maybe a lesson there that you need to learn. And have faith that you can do it. And believe in yourself. Believe that no matter what life hands you, you can deal with it. You know, try to start getting rid of the fear factor in your life. Because when life knocks you down, you're going to get right back up. You are not going to stay laying down. And when you make mistakes, you're going to say to yourself, "That is fine. Now I know what not to do." And when you are going forward in life and, you know, something happens to make you feel like a failure, failing is not a bad thing. You will not reach success in anything in life unless you trip up and fail along the way. So perhaps a new life is waiting for you, full of your promises and your dreams. And all you have to do is look around. Look around for the silver lining. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Talk to people. Find out what opportunities are there. Give it some thought. Go into your heart. What is it that you truly desire in your life? And whatever it is that you truly desire in your life, you can find a way to make it happen if you truly, truly want to make it happen. Where there is a will, there is a way. If you are new to these podcasts, you can find links to my earlier podcasts on my website at www.breakingfree.ca. For today, this is Catherine Lee Ryder signing off and wishing you the life of your dreams. Blessings.